Disaster response leads to gospel opportunities in the Philippines. India still needs help a month after Cyclone Phalen. And long-awaited Bibles reach believers in China. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The number of dead and missing? Unknown. The destruction is indescribable. Typhoon Haiyan, the most powerful typhoon to ever to hit land, will be remembered forever. Send International has been working in the Philippines since World War II. Trent Rawlings is with Send Canada in Manila.
I've been hearing reports as well that there are people who haven't eaten for 4 days now and are getting desperate. And so there's a lot of looting going on. People are just really desperate, even looking for food in places right beside dead bodies.
Send's Liz Givens says relief efforts will be launched through some of the 30,000 churches they're connected with. The needs are unfathomable.
Many people make their living fishing. Their boats are gone. They live near the shore. Their houses are gone. They harvest their coconut palms, their bananas. That's gone. Yes, things will regrow, but it's going to take time. And right now, there are people who are just hungry and thirsty and hurt.
Donate to Send's Emergency Relief Fund at send.org. Next, Christians are supposed to take care of the poor and needy. So what about when it gets personal? According to Tim Glenn of Compassion International, Typhoon Haiyan hits close because of the 339 church projects they have in the Philippines.
We think probably 99 or 100 of those church projects have been affected or impacted in some way, which could mean as many as 19,000 kids. So easily a third of our kids in the country of the Philippines impacted in some way by this storm.
As Compassion assesses this impact, they see an opportunity to share the gospel.
We're inviting people to come into the church, learn about the gospel, learn about the love of God, and learn how we've been called as believers, as Christians, to care for the poor and to do exactly this, to minister, to serve, and to disciple.
Help Compassion replenish its disaster relief fund. This is Mission Network News. It's been a month since Cyclone Phalen devastated the shores of a South Asian nation. A Scriptures and Youth worker says the cyclone was only the beginning of their troubles.
The flood was more dangerous than the cyclone itself, because after the cyclone was off, the people started to go back to their places, and for the next day there was a heavy downpour where a lot of floods happened and their houses got submerged, and that was very bad.
Floods also ruin crops, many families' source of income for the winter. SIU is distributing food packets, rebuilding homes, and sharing the gospel. Would you pray for them?
Please pray for our leaders that are involved with the relief work. Please pray for the health of all of our people.
And MNN's Ruth Kramer is in northern China this week serving the church in Bible distribution.
Greg, there are 9 teams spread out in China to help Bibles for China this week. Our team's first day on the field was kind of overwhelming. The rough estimate was 1,600 Bibles that we helped the China Christian Council distribute in the rural north. Many people who came to the distribution site walked or biked roughly 15 miles to get there. Even after we finished, it was clear that there was still a need for more Bibles because these rural preaching points are active in evangelism. Barry Warner with Bibles for China says,
each Bible is $5, and it looks like through 2014 we'll be able to have a Bible for Bible match with our in-country partner. So each $5 actually puts 2 Bibles in the hands of a rural Chinese believer.
We'll provide the links to help you get started in planting seeds in the agricultural part of China's church. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Northern China.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.